Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is Bix and Hoagy. I will have a tribute to Bix in the form of two songs written for Bix, and for the modern musicians, I will turn to Randy Sankey and his all-stars. Let's start with Bix and Hoagy. Hoagy was there at the beginning, and he was there again at the end. Hoagy met Bix briefly in 1922 at the Friars Inn during one of Bix's nightly escapades from Lake Forest Academy. In his 1946 autobiographical book, The Stardust Road, Hoagy gives an account of his meeting Bix. He writes, "I was interrupted by the arrival of a slight, extremely young kid who had just come in. Hoagy, meet Bix Beiderbecke." "Hello," Bix said, through slightly reddened lips. He didn't pay much attention, though his eyes and silly little mouth fascinated me. When he had gone, George leaned over me. "You ought to hear that kid play. He's going to be tops someday. He's got ideas, but his lip is still weak." On January 25th, 1925, after his ill-fated experience with the Gene Goldcat Orchestra, Bix arrived in Indianapolis and the next day was driven by Hoagy to Richmond for a recording session at the Jeanette Recording Company. This was the historic session where Bix and the Rhythm Jugglers recorded the immortal Davenport Blues. Well, let's start with some of the music for today. Bix and Hoagy played together in five records. The first of these was Washboard Blues with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. This is a Hoagy Carmichael composition, and Hoagy plays piano and takes the vocal. I won't say that Hoagy sings. He delivers the lyrics in his own peculiar but quite appealing way. The Whiteman 1927 November 18 version will be followed by the version recorded by the Arkansas Travelers on June 24, 1927. An interesting note, Jimmy Dorsey was in both of these records. So here is Washboard Blues. Thank you.
comes with cloudy skies and rain. My poor back ain't broke with pain. My man's sleeping, I'm just grubbing, chillin', weepin', I'm just rubbin', pains are creepin', clothes are tubbin', all day long. Up to that washing soap and down to that water once more. Head down low, head low. Up to that washing soap and down to that water once more. Oh, hands go, oh Lordy. So we'll be a scrubbin', days weary. So weary, up tubbin' damn cold. Up to the washing soap and down to that water once more. Washboard blue. Never get me gone from here. Scrub them dirty clothes all year. Them clothes, them mustardy clothes, them raggedy clothes, them grimy clothes, that's all I know. Up and down, back and forth, all year long. Oh Lordy, won't you hear my song, hear my song. A shanty on the shore, the river swinging on by the door. Hear that river lowly calling, I could shiver, nights are falling. Hear that river lowly moaning, moaning low. I'm going to that river, going down to that river someday. Hurry day, hurry day, hurry day, hurry. I'm going to that river, going down to that river someday. Throw myself, my poor self away. Oh Lord, must I keep scrubbing, must I keep tubbing, must I keep scrubbing, must I keep tubbing them old dirty clothes. But I'm going to that river, going down to that river someday. Hurry day, hurry day, hurry day, hurry.
Thank you.
That wasn't me at the end of that record. I wonder who it was. The next time that Hoagy and Bix recorded together was almost 3 years later, on May 21st, 1930, a recording session for the Victor Company by Hoagy Carmichael and his orchestra. For about 8 months, since the session that had produced Waiting at the End of the Road, Bix had not made any recordings. Thus, it was important to know if Bix still had it. Indeed, he did, as witness his solo in Barnacle Bill the Sailor, which was nothing more than a novelty song. As discussed by Edward J. Nichols in Jazzman, edited by Ramsey and Smith, Freeman, that is, Bud Freeman, says Bix was very happy that afternoon, and to hear his cornet on Barnacle Bill is to know that for at least one day Bix had it again the way he liked it. 32 bars of his music stemming back to the greatest days, and no doubt about it. The other record made on that date was Rocking Chair, a composition by Hoagy Carmichael again. So let's listen to the two records made on May 21st, 1930 by Hoagy Carmichael and his orchestra with Bix.
Caitlin by my side, fetch me the gin, son, for tan your hide now. I can't get from this cabin.
Mm-mm, you ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere. Just set me here grabbing at the flies round this rocking chair. You remember Aunt Harriet?
Mm-hmm. How long haven't she been, Pappy?
Send me a sweet chariot for the end of the troubles I've seen.
You seen them, Pappy. I won't let rocking chair get you.
Judgment Day, yes, son. I'm chained to my rocking chair.
Thank you. knocking at my door? Who's that knocking at my door? Cried the fair young maiden.
It's only me from over the sea.
It's Barnacle Bill the Sailor.
I'm all lit up like a Christmas tree.
It's Barnacle Bill the Sailor.
I'll sail the seas until I croak. I'll fight and swear and drink and smoke, but I can't swim a bloody stroke.
It's Barnacle Bill the Sailor.
I'll come down and let you in. I'll come down and let you in. I'll come down and let you in. Cried the fair young maiden.
Well, hurry before I bust in the door.
Barnacle Bill the Sailor.
I'll rare and tear and rant and roar.
Barnacle Bill the Sailor.
I'll spin your yarns and tell your lies. I'll drink your wine and eat your pies. I'll kiss your cheeks and black your eyes.
Barnacle Bill the Sailor.
There were several talented musicians in this recording by Hoagy Carmichael and his orchestra. Of course, Bix and Hoagy, but also, among others, Tommy Dorsey, Benny Goodman, Eddie Lang, and the inimitable Joe Venuti, who at the end of the record changes the words in his own mischievous way. Well, let's leave Hoagy and Bix for a minute and turn to Dick Hyman and Dave Frischberg for a couple of songs they wrote in tribute to Bix. Dick Hyman is a multi-talented individual, jazz pianist, arranger for Broadway musicals, composer. He's the director of jazz concerts at New York's 92nd Street Y. One of the concerts was entitled If Bix Played Gershwin. I have a detailed account of this concert in the Bixography site, the section entitled Events in Celebration of Bix's Musical Legacy. In his 1998 CD entitled Dick Hyman in Recital, a reference record RR-84, Dick includes the song Thinking About Bix, which he composed in 1982. Floyd Levin, in the liners for the CD, writes, Thinking About Bix is Dick Hyman's tribute to another of his early mentors, the cornetist, composer, pianist, Bix Beiderbecke. Although the piece is original, Hyman's lifelong familiarity with the Beiderbecke recordings suggests to this listener a Bill Rank arrangement, a bit of Adrian Rollini's bass saxophone, and several cornet phrases out of the Bix canon, in particular the coda of his classic I'm Coming Virginia. The other tribute that I want to play is by Dave Frischberg, another multi-talented musician, pianist, composer, arranger, singer. Dave Frischberg was in the 1980 musical production of Hoagy, Bix, and Wolfgang Beethoven Bunkhaus, an avant-garde play musical presented by the Mark Taper Forum Theater in Los Angeles. Dick Sotholder was the musical director of the production. I have a detailed account of this production in the Information of Related Interest section of the Bixography. Now for Dave Frischberg tribute to Bix, this is a 1977 LP which has been released as Concord CD 4037. Dave Frischberg plays and sings his composition, Dear Bix. So let's listen to the two tributes to Bix for today. First, Dick Hyman's Thinking About Bix, followed immediately by Dave Frischberg's Dear Bix.
Bix, old friend, are you ever going to comprehend? You're no ordinary standard B-flat, run-of-the-mill type guy. Oh my, no. And Bix, old elf, will you ever learn to look at yourself like the others around you who love you and never ask why? And seriously, Bix, old bear, don't you dig that big blue sky up there? Admit it, wouldn't it be nice to cut yourself a slice of that pie up there? I wonder, Bix, old chum, when you reminisce in years to come, will you ever hum that someday song you've been looking so long to find? So do what you got to do, and may the years be good to you, 'cause you're one of a kind. dig that big blue sky up there. Admit it, wouldn't it be nice to cut yourself a slice of that pie up there? I wonder, Big's old chum, when you reminisce in years to come, will you ever hum that someday song? You've been looking so long to find. So do what you got to do. May the years be good to you, 'cause you're one of the favorite few. Dear Biggs, you're one of a kind.
Those are very nice tributes to Biggs's musical genius. Let's return now to Biggs and Hoagie, and I will play the records that Biggs made in his last recording session. This took place on September 15, 1930, with the Hoagie Carmichael's Orchestra. Many of Biggs's old buddies were present: Ray Ludwig, Boyce Cullen, Jimmy Dorsey, Min Lee Brook, Eddie Lang, Joe Venuti, and Chauncey Morehouse. The sides recorded with Biggs in this session were Georgia on My Mind, one of my all-time favorite Carmichael's compositions, with a brilliant participation by Biggs, and Bessie Couldn't Help It. Carmichael is on vocal in both of these songs, so let's listen to Biggs's last two recordings. First, Georgia on My Mind, followed immediately by Bessie Couldn't Help It.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just a little song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia on my mind, Georgia, Georgia, just a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pine. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you. My Georgia, my Georgia, no peace I find, just a little song keeps Georgia on my mind. Thank you.
Couldn't help it any more than you could, or I could. Bess couldn't help it, though she tried to be good, oh, so good. She was pretty as the heavens above. Oh boy, how that girl could love. A Bessie had affection, and that was simply wonderful. Bess couldn't help it any more than you could, or I could. But when she smiled, you were bound to fall, that's all. A boy kissed Bessie in a taxi one night. Why, oh, why did she yell with delight? Bess couldn't help it any more than you could, or I could.
That was take two of Bessie Couldn't Help It, Bix's last recording. For the modern musician, I would like to turn to Randy Sankey. Randy Sankey is a very good student of Bix's. He has written an excellent scholarly work entitled Bix Beiderbecke, Observing a Genius at Work. What I'm going to do is play one cut from the CD, the Bix Beiderbecke Era. This is a CD put out by Nagelheyer, number 002. It's a live recording made in Hamburg in 1993 by Randy Sankey and his All-Stars. I will play My Pretty Girl, and we'll let Randy introduce it.
Bix next took a job with a larger band. It was about 10 or 12 pieces based in Detroit, Michigan. It was led by a man named Gene Goldkit. This tune is one of the real jazz numbers that the Gene Goldkit band recorded. This is called My Pretty Girl. We'll be right back.
these guys were really swinging, weren't they? And they do a good job of bringing back the jazz flavor of the Gene Goldkett Orchestra. Well, let's get back to Bix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks on WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.